Welcome to the podcast. I'm Rosa Coelho, your host, lifestyle entrepreneur, health coach, and speaker. I've gone from being in complete overwhelm, burning the candle at both ends, and watching my health, relationships, and business suffer, to creating a life with more joy, ease, and abundance. If you're ready to let go of the overwhelm, reclaim your health, and push past your comfort zone so that you can unleash your next level of success to create a greater impact, then sit back as we delve into conversations as well as bring on guests to share with you tools, knowledge, and real action steps to get you there. Listen in because you never know when you may hear something that changes everything. Hello and welcome to this week's episode. I'm thrilled to bring you an incredible guest this week, Marsha Chow. Marsha Chow is the creator of LabFit Nutrition, and she's a registered holistic nutritionist, a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner, and personal trainer. I started following Marsha on Instagram and was instantly fascinated by her work, in particular with one test that she does, which is called an HTMA test. It's a hair test that tests you for your mineral imbalances so that you can optimize your health. And I just thought, wow, this is incredible. She does an amazing job of educating people on her Instagram page. So if you have a moment, definitely go there. She's at Marsha Chow, and I will put that in the show notes for us. But I wanted to have her on because she does so much more than that. There are other tests that she runs to really help people to feel their best. She works with, in particular, high-performing entrepreneurs and business owners, but really her testing can help anyone. And so I really wanted to have her on because I feel like what she is teaching isn't something that everyone knows about, but everyone should know about it because you just never know when a simple test can make all the difference to the way you feel. As a result of having Marsha on, she was so kind to give us a promo code so that by the end of this episode, if you think I definitely want to do this testing as well, then you can save yourself $100. So the promo code is ROCCO100 and you just plug that in at the checkout. I will have all of that information in the show notes for you so you don't need to remember it, but just remember that it's there for you because it's an incredible gift. All right, sit back and enjoy this episode because it's definitely one worth listening to.
Hi, Marsha. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited that you were able to make it on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I have been wanting to have someone come on for a while now to talk about basically everything we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the power of lab testing. And I just, as someone who went through mold toxicity and all the things, I had no clue about this area, but I'm so grateful for it because that's really how I healed from mold. Because every time I went to a doctor, and we're not against doctors, I don't want to say that, but every time I went to a doctor, they didn't believe me. And it was really frustrating because I didn't feel well. And yet no one was coming up with a solution for me until I started going to nutritionists and naturopaths who started to run some testing. But before we get into it, tell us about your background. Like, tell me a little bit about your story and what got you interested in all of this kind of testing.
Okay. Well, how far do you want me to go back?
As far as you want. We got time.
So basically I'll kind of sum this up in a couple minutes. I started weight training when I was 14. So that's when I got into fitness. And then I started weight training because I was gaining weight around age 13. And then from weight training, I actually developed a bunch of disordered eating. So I was bulimic. I would starve myself. I did a bunch of like crazy diets. I would overtrain, undereat. And then when I was in my 20s, I'm like, okay, I need to kind of figure this out. So I went to nutrition school. I became a holistic nutritionist. And that's when I'm like, wow, food is medicine. Medicine is food. And that's when I really changed my paradigm on dieting and eating and nourishing my body. And then I decided to start bodybuilding. And with bodybuilding, it's a super vanity sport. So it's like you are judged on how you look, and I kind of triggered all of my disordered eating to come back. Mm-hmm. So from, I was working full time as a personal trainer, and I was kind of like, there was a lot of shame around it because people were coming to me to help them with their health and their fitness and their nutrition. And I had this like secret that I was kind of carrying with me. So then I quit bodybuilding and I started my ketogenic journey in 2016. And that's when keto was like really popular. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So I just like went into it. I just surrendered. And, you know, going into keto was like something that I was never taught in university. You're not taught that in nutrition school. You're definitely not taught that in bodybuilding. You're told to eat all of the carbs. So I did that. It took me like 6 months to really figure out like my unique version of a fat-fueled lifestyle. And with doing that, I was able to, from bodybuilding, I lost my period for 6 months. So I had amenorrhea, if you don't know what that is. Hormones were completely wonky. Weight was yo-yoing. Skin was terrible. So with keto, I was really able to heal my body and, you know, stabilize my weight, get my hormones back, all of that. Food is medicine. Medicine is food. But then what happened after is I don't have kids. I have two dogs, but I had like a really, really bloated belly. And so I'd wake up and it looked like I was 3 months pregnant. And TMI, I talk about poop all the time with my clients, but
I love it.
It gives us a clue what's going on inside, but I would go to the bathroom every 3 days and it was just so uncomfortable. So I was like, something's not right. I'm eating like the cleanest diet. And so I went and saw a naturopath and I ran a SIBO test. And if you don't know what SIBO is, it is small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. And I had SIBO and I'm like, yes, I have SIBO. Well, not like, yes, but yes, I have an idea of what's going on. Yeah. So then grateful I got that, you know, diagnosis. I took a bunch of antimicrobials, killed it all, but then it came back. All of my symptoms came back in 2022. And so that's when I realized, hey, I actually don't want to have to keep on depending on other people to figure out what's going on in my body. And that's when I started learning about functional labs. And that's when I started running more labs on myself and was really able to figure out what the heck was going on in my body and create like a customized data-driven protocol, not just based on SIBO, but, you know, based on my hormones, based on my minerals, based on my gut health, based on everything. And so that's how I got into the world of functional lab testing selfishly, because I wanted to know what was wrong with me. And now I help other people figure out, specifically entrepreneurs, what's wrong with them.
Oh my goodness. I love, there's so much to that story. Number one, I hear that a lot with women that go into the bodybuilding and how it does often turn into disordered eating. And it's such a shame because I think it is a sport and it does build an immense amount of confidence in women. And I'm sure that hopefully moving forward, there's going to be a way to, I had another guest on, Jennifer, and we were talking about having like a training program for after you're done so that you can train your way out of competition. And because it just seems like there isn't a lot of support afterwards.
Yeah. So like reverse dieting, really, that's what you have to do, is slowly build your metabolic rate up week by week. But the thing is, a lot of coaching, it's like they coach you up to the day
and then what?
We need to have that after. I think that's just as important. Like, when
100%.
I was in my other program, the Fat Fueled Female Method, it's, you know, it's like, what do you do after you lose the weight? Because, you know, 80% of the population, we are great at losing weight, but we're not so great at maintaining it. Because a lot of the methods people are doing to lose the weight are fast and quick, and they downregulate the metabolism. So we actually need a game plan of what to do after.
Yeah, absolutely. You also touched on SIBO. I know what SIBO is because I had it. And I had I believe there's two types of SIBO. I had the methane SIBO. I don't remember the name of the other one, but it's not a fun experience. And it definitely takes a very specific protocol to heal from that. And I often wonder like how many people have SIBO and they're suffering so much and they don't even know it in order to start to implement a plan that will work for them.
Yeah, exactly. Like the thing is, I wish I had actually ran a GI map, and that's what I run with clients because it's way more comprehensive and we can see the two bacteria that are linked to SIBO on the GI map. With the GI map, we're able to see like how much good bacteria you have. It's called commensal bacteria. So like I explain it like, we want to see how many of these, I think there's 9, how many trees in the forest. Okay. And then we have something called the phyla bacteria, and phyla means family. So there's two categories there. And within the family, there's thousands of different species. So when I ran a GI map, my trees in my forest, they were like baby trees. They weren't doing so good. Yeah. And then the forest itself was burnt down. So like my phylobacteria was super low. And also on a GI map, we can see parasites. We can see candida. We can see viruses. We can see liver health. We can see inflammation. Like there's so many clues we can see on a GI map opposed to just a SIBO test. So if I had ran that test back in 2017, oh my gosh, would have saved myself so much time and energy.
Well, that's amazing. And that's kind of revolutionary to me. I mean, I had you on the podcast selfishly because I wanted to run some lab testing with you. And then it just, it was a crazy time of year when we connected, like, I think it was around the holidays.
Yeah.
But so much of what you said say makes sense because when I did my SIBO test, it was just the SIBO test. No one did a GI map, what's it called? GI map?
GI map. Yeah.
Test on me or anything like that. And like, there's so much conversation now around parasites and all the things. And I think it's great because it's becoming more, just more mainstream. People are having these conversations where in the past we wouldn't have had them. I heard about parasites the first time in, I would say it was about 2002 or three, like years ago, because I had an aunt who had cancer and I'd gone with her to Mexico to do these alternative treatments. And I remember they had her doing like coffee enemas and all the things and taking tons of supplements for parasites. But I was so young at the time, I wasn't into health at all. I was just there to really support her. But this conversation, it just seemed so overwhelming and scary. And no one else was talking about that. So I never brought it. I was like, what is, this is a little bit crazy, but it's amazing now that it at least is a conversation. Before we move on though, I want to just touch a little bit on the difference between labs that you run and then labs that a doctor would run, because it's so easy for me to start talking to you about all the different testing because I love it and I'm so intrigued by it and it's so empowering for people. But let's start off with like that basic, like what is the difference?
So the labs you run with your doctor are generally blood work. And in Western medicine or conventional medicine, I want people to understand that their reference ranges are a lot wider, because we're looking at the entire population of people who are sick. Where in functional nutrition or functional medicine, our reference ranges are a lot tighter because we want people to be living optimally. So with the labs that I run, the labs are functional and they communicate and talk to each other. So it's not just like, say you go see your doctor and you're like, okay, you know, I'm having low energy. I kind of want to get my thyroid test. They'll usually test like two markers. In functional, we're going to test five. We're going to test the antibodies. We're going to test reverse T3. And in functional labs, we're testing not just blood. We're looking at stool. We're looking at dried urine. We're looking at minerals. So with functional lab testing, they really create a beautiful illustration and picture of what is actually going on in someone's body. And I kind of like to, I use a lot of metaphors when I work with clients, when I coach clients, but it's like, say something's wrong with your car. You're like, okay, like the backup camera's not working. Like my brakes aren't working. The Bluetooth's not working. And you're like, bring it to the mechanic. And you're like, mechanic's like, okay, well, you know what? We're just going to check the brakes. And it's like, well, is that the problem? Like, is the brakes really the issue? It's the same thing with Western medicine. They break the body apart when the body is this vast ecosystem that communicates with one another. So my role as a functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner is to metaphorically lift up the hood of the car and look at where the hidden stressors are. And hidden stands for hormones, immune, digestion, detox, energy production, nervous system, and oxidative stress. And when we run more than one lab, we're able to see exactly where the deficits are in the body and where the imbalances are.
Oh my goodness. There's so much to that. I absolutely love that. I think, you know, so often we kind of give doctors a bad rap because we expect them to be able to do everything. And that's just not what they're trained in or what they're supposed to do. Like I always say, like, if I need surgery, I'm going to the doctor. If I'm in a huge accident, give me all the painkillers you've got. But when it comes to our health and our vitality, it really is about going to the right person that can do the right testing. I like how you spoke about like all the different broken parts. When I got diagnosed with mold, I was actually first diagnosed with adrenal fatigue. And so I thought, okay, so it meant, you know, I was put on a bit of a protocol and I couldn't work out. And I was like, just really burnt out. But that wasn't the answer. Like that wasn't actually what was wrong with me. So they said that I had that and it was true, but it took another naturopath. Like I didn't stay with that naturopath because I thought I'm taking a ton of supplements. I'm feeling a bit better, but there's just like my number one thing was my digestion was off. And I just know how powerful your digestion and your gut health is. Like you are not healthy if it's not functioning well. And so I knew that wasn't being resolved. And so luckily a client of mine put me in touch with her naturopath and she diagnosed me with mold instantly, which meant I had to move out of that house.
And it was in the house.
It was in the house. And so here's the thing. If you don't find out the reason why you got something, then you can't heal from it. I could have done all the protocols in the world, but if I kept living in a moldy house
environment,
So yeah, I love it. It's like you're very like an investigator.
Health detective. Yeah. That's what we call it. Health detective. Yeah. And the thing is like the framework that we follow as functional diagnostic nutrition practitioners is referred to as DRESS. So diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction, and supplementation. Those are the five key pillars of health. Okay. And the thing is, when you go see a naturopath, and I've gotten answers to what's going on in my body through my naturopath, but I feel like the missing link there is they're just running one lab. They're just giving you a supplement. They're just treating the paper. What about your stress? What about your rest? How much are you sleeping? What about your freaking diet? Right? Yeah. All of these five pillars are what actually will cause transformation and change to happen. And how does transformation happen? It happens with the actions we continuously take over and over again that become a habit, that become unconscious, like driving a car when we first started. It was like we had to have our hands at 10 or 2 or like tying our shoelaces as a kid. It becomes unconsciously programmed. But how do we get there? We get there with coaching. We get there with education. We get there with accountability. We don't just get there by seeing a naturopath for 1 hour and then being like, okay, well, you have mold or you have SIBO. Here's your supplement. You're kind of like, okay, what does that mean? I'm just supposed to take this supplement and everything's, you know, supposed to magically come back to baseline. We have to look at the whole body and we have to address really all five pillars of health.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that was my experience. And it's why I really haven't gone back for years because I did feel that like, yes, I was really grateful because naturopath helped me with knowing the protocols of how to supplement for my SIBO and to remove the mold from my body and all the things. However, a lot of what I did was research on my own afterwards. And because I do have like that passion of health and the health background, I was able to find answers, but it was a lot of investigating myself. It wasn't just from going to a naturopath and that is what happened. It was just constant. Okay, take these supplements. And I was like, okay, but where's the end point, right? And you're right. It just kept being the same test again and again, as opposed to.
And I think it's important. Like I'm such a person of why. If someone tells me to do something, I'm like, but why? So for me, I always find that education brings motivation. Once you know better, you do better. And like explaining something like to a client, like understanding how this, you know, gluten's going to affect your gut, or understanding how these types of foods like affect your blood sugar and can cause those like energy highs and lows. I think it gives clients, you know, more conviction with continuing on their health protocol because they understand the why, because they're just not like told what to do, because they're more involved in the process.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I find even like with my programming for women, there's always the education piece, because if someone doesn't understand why they're eating the protein, why they're doing the exercise in the way that they're doing, especially like now I'm in the perimenopause, menopause phase, and the protocols change. So understanding why, like killing yourself in the gym no longer is going to be effective. Like that is the key to long-term. So I love that you do that. You're not just telling people what to do, but you're really empowering them with knowledge that stays with them for years to come.
Exactly. Yeah.
What would you say, like, let's talk about clients, because you have so many great stories of clients. I was saying you have your own podcast, Fat Fueled Female.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. And so I was binging on it. It was amazing. So if anyone, for our listeners, they need to go on and listen to your podcast. What is, you talk, and in the podcast, you talk about some of your clients, you give examples of situations. What do you find has been like the top mistake or the top few mistakes clients make by the time, like before they come to you, by the time they come to you?
The top mistake in like what regard?
Like by the time they come to you, is it just because they've been living for years with these symptoms and all of a sudden they're like enough, or how do they, what is kind of like that final straw for them when they're like, okay.
I feel like I work with most of the clients I work with are entrepreneurs, but you know, there'll be other like moms I work with or other people in different professions. I feel like a lot of the times people are just like, tell me what supplement to take. And they really just want the lab data and they want the supplement. And I always have to educate them and be like, hey, we can run all the labs in the world, but I want you to understand, how did your labs get there? Mm. Your labs got there from your lifestyle. Yeah. So you can't just run a lab and take a supplement and sleep 4 hours a night and skip the dishes 5 days a week and think that things are going to actually change. Because if you've had symptoms, like I've had clients who, you know, have a mix, like IBS, like one day it's a mixed bag of like diarrhea. The next day it's a little bit of constipation. It's like, though that has been brewing in your GI tract for X amount of years. You can't just expect that things are magically going to shift in like a week or two, right? So I think it's about practicing patience and giving them realistic expectations. I always like to give my clients wins at the beginning, like in the first 21 days of working together, you know, we're going to find three holes in your nutrition, keeping you stuck. We're going to reduce inflammation and bloating just with food. We're going to balance your, have better energy by balancing your blood sugar. So food is medicine. Like I said, I think this is the third time I'm saying it. Medicine is food, and you can have a lot of transformation just with food. And then lab data, it's just like, it's that customized, like data-driven protocol based on you that's really going to amplify your results, opposed to just like basing it on symptoms. Like, why are we just basing stuff on symptoms when it's not 1997, right? We have labs that are functional that we can have comprehensive analysis of what's going on in your gut, what's going on with your hormones, what's going on with your minerals, really what's going on with everything.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. You mentioned at the beginning that there's actually three different tests that you like to, like three different labs that you like to run.
Yeah. So
do you do that for everyone? Is that like do people have to come and do all three, or is it based on their symptoms? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So I have premier coaching packages that are 4 months long, and those are the three core labs I run. I do have starter packages where it's just an HTMA or it's just a GI map, but for the premier coaching where we're doing those three labs, I'm also recommending blood work based on what their symptoms are as well. So it's premier coaching. It's like, we're not leaving any stone unturned at all. We're following an entire dress protocol. So the three labs I run are, the first one is an HTMA, and HTMA stands for hair tissue mineral analysis. And minerals are the electrical current in your body. They are the juice. Okay.
So I find this so fascinating. So good.
So if you don't have enough juice, like think about, like, I'm in my office right now, the lights are bright. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have enough electrical current, my lights would be like flickery or kind of dim. So minerals are also correlated to different systems in the body. So on an HTMA, we can look at we can look at your thyroid. Even though blood is going to be like the gold standard, but it can give us clues. We can look at thyroid ratio, we can look at blood sugar ratio, we can look at a hormone ratio, we can look at metabolism ratio. So it's really cool how we can look at these minerals to see what systems in the body are most out of balance. We can also look at heavy metals on there too. And the number one tip I'm going to just leave your audience with today is drink clean, filtered water. That is the most important thing. If people are going to spend like $500 on supplements and it's like you're spending all this money on like rebalancing your minerals and rebalancing your hormones, but you're drinking tap water, it's like you're trying to put out a fire, but you are sprinkling gasoline on it at the same time. So drink clean water because tap water can have fluoride, heavy metals, all these things we don't want that can actually displace our minerals.
Okay, I love that you mentioned that. And that is, I wish someone had said that to me. No one ever mentioned that. So when I was going through my protocol, I was about a year in, and I'll never forget, I was at my client's and she had this like water thing on her upstairs. I hadn't seen it upstairs before. It was upstairs and it was a Berkey water filter. And I was like, what is that? And she's like, you don't have a water filter? And I was like, no, I was really embarrassed, actually. I went out and bought one right away. But you know what's fascinating is within a couple of weeks, there was a difference in my breathing. And when I went to, I think it's called Water Matters in Vancouver, where they sell the water filters. And they said that chlorine attacks the lungs. And I'm like, well, that makes sense, considering I had mold that was already attacking the lungs. And then I'm drinking this water and it was just incredible. So now I'm the same thing. And you know, I don't know that the Berkey is like the top filter, but it's affordable and it's definitely better than a Brita or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so wild. Like even, going to see naturopaths, they never even talk to you about your
Nope,
water.
no
That's one of the
one.
first conversations I have.
Yes.
What water are you drinking? Because if it's tap,
Wow.
it's gotta go. And it's like water is an investment. Like if you invest in a water filtration system,
Yes.
it's like for the rest of your life. Your
Yes.
body's made out of like 60 to 70%
Yes.
water. Let's make
Yes.
sure we're drinking clean water.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge. And you notice the difference right away, like in the smell of the water, even. I'm like, oh, it doesn't smell like bleach. Amazing. So is that the test that you're talking about? Is that the hair test?
Yes, that is the hair test. And in hair, we can actually see, so you can collect from the head of your hair, or if you don't have hair on your head, you can do beard or armpit or pubic hair for men or women if you don't have hair on your
I
head.
never even thought of that.
You could do,
Makes
but
sense.
the hair from your head's going to be the most accurate.
Right.
But it gives you a snapshot over the last 3 to 4 months of where your mineral status is. Whereas
Wow.
blood is just kind of like passing through that snapshot in time. This is like 3 to 4 months of what's going on.
Right. And what do you like when we think vitamins, we think vitality and all the things. What do minerals actually help us with?
Well, minerals, like there's the four macro minerals, so calcium, magnesium, sodium, and potassium. And I usually like to explain it to clients, like if you get an electrolyte supplement, those are what's going to be on there, right?
Right.
So calcium is like really important for muscle contraction, for bone health. Sodium and potassium, every single cell on your body has a sodium potassium pump,
Right.
right? That is your vitality pump. So minerals, like I said, they're that electricity in your body. And if you have like a low pattern, there's different patterns we can see, like a four lows or a three lows. That's going to affect you on the day to day because
Yeah.
you don't have enough of the raw material to help with this electrical current. And it does correlate with different systems in the body. Like you need enough zinc to make testosterone and progesterone. You need enough sodium to have stomach acid. Like
Yeah.
all these minerals, like magnesium, right? Magnesium does over 500 metabolic, is connected to over 500 enzymatic processes in the body. So like, and when people are stressed, they burn through magnesium,
Right.
right?
Yeah, and you know, you have me just thinking our conversation with the water and the sodium and all the things. Are people doing more harm than good when they're like guzzling 2, 3 liters of plain water every day, or is that okay?
I think being hydrated is important, right? I'd rather have someone be drinking 3 liters of water than no liters of water and coughing
Yeah.
off. But at the same accord, you're getting all those heavy metals, like you're getting the chlorine. It's not optimal for your health.
Right. Right. Amazing. Okay. So then you have the GI map test. That
Yes.
one sounds fascinating. And what does that entail?
So the GI map test is a stool test. Okay. And your gut is also referred to as your second brain. If people are experiencing, like for entrepreneurs I work with, you know, we burn the candle on both ends sometimes because we're like invested in making change and having impact. But if you have like foggy thinking, if you are reactive, if you have food sensitivities, if you have like gas, bloating, all of that can be connected to your gut and to the bacteria in your gut. So I love this test because it gives people a lot of answers with what is going on in your gut. And your gut is where 70 to 80% of your immune system is. So it's a pretty premier organ. It's a pretty important organ, right? And you can't just like take a probiotic and like have some yogurt and think that's going to help your gut, right? Every single gut is very, very different. And some people shouldn't be taking these types of probiotics because they can have too much overgrowth, right? So it's like, every single gut is different and every single person's protocol is going to be very different based on what comes up on the lab.
Yeah, it's so interesting in that you also touch on the probiotics, because the amount of times I hear people say, oh, I'm taking this probiotic or I'm taking that probiotic. I'm like, do you know if you should be taking it? like, do you know? Because yeah, it can be good, but it also can be doing a lot more harm. When I had the SIBO, I mean, that was the last thing I was supposed to be taking was your standard probiotic. And so I'm glad that you're touching on that, because I think there's so much information out there, which is great in some ways, it's empowering, but then so many people are just guessing. Like they hear, oh, right now quercetin's what I should be taking, or NAC or this or that. And so they'll just go and buy these supplements. And at the end of the day, I'm like, how much is your body actually absorbing? And you don't even know, you're just guessing.
And that's like on, you know, I'm jumping ahead to the other lab we're on, which is the Dutch, and we can actually see your protein digestion on there. We can actually, that marker referred to as Indican, but we can actually see if you are digesting protein. That's important. On the GI map, we measure something referred to as zonulin, and we can see if the gut is leaky, right? So like you may need mucosal barrier support, right? Like there's so many aspects of these functional labs that, like I said, communicate with each other. And I recently just ran a GI map on a client, and he had like, no, he came to me and he's like, I just kind of want to see where I'm at. I kind of just want to optimize my health. And I'm like, do you have like, you know, brain fog? Do you have, you know, constipation? He's like, no, I'm good. His GI map came back and oh my goodness, it lit up like a freaking Christmas tree. He had candida. He had parasites. He had, you know, the forest, the phyla bacteria burnt down. He had H. pylori in his stomach too. And that's a type of bacteria that we don't want to see a lot of. So he had everything that you wouldn't expect this client to have based on his symptomatology. But I'm so happy he's running it because he's 38 and, you know, he's must have a lot of vital reserve and pep in his step. But if he didn't run this lab and say a year from now, 2 years from now, he could have been peppered with a lot of symptoms and things could have gotten a lot more worse internally with what's going on.
Yeah. So it's a lot about prevention as well, which is so, so important. Do you think like a lot of people, him included, that it's not necessarily that they're not being honest when they're answering those questions, but it's just that what we feel becomes our normal is normal when actually you don't realize how good you should be and could be feeling? Do you think that has something to do with it?
Yeah, people just get accustomed to like waking up and feeling tired or like after lunch, having that crash or not being able to sleep properly. And they just think because they have these symptoms that they are normal. And I want to say like, no symptom is normal. Symptoms are common. They're not normal, right? And when you have symptoms, it's just telling us that those systems upstream, like hormones, immune, digestion, detox, energy production, and nervous system, those are out of balance and it's trickling downstream. So you can't just manage manage the symptom. We actually want to look upstream and look at the systems that are most out of balance. That's how you get to the root of what's actually happening.
Yeah. And I'd say be careful who you're spending time with, because at the end of the day, what happens is if everyone's feeling tired or if everyone's feeling a certain way because everyone's living a similar lifestyle, whether it's everyone at work and you have a particular job or whatever it is, then you think that it's normal because they're feeling it too. And that becomes your norm, but actually it's not. So yeah, that's powerful. With the testing, like how does that work? There's three tests. Like, do you run them all at once or do you start with one and then layer it? Like what is the process?
Yeah. So the last test is a Dutch, and it's dried urine. And we can look at, this is a very helpful test for clients who, we look at something referred to as your cortisol rhythm. It's like your diurnal rhythm. So cortisol, if your listeners don't know, it's our stress hormone. So it's the stress hormone that is secreted from our adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. And we have this natural rhythm where we want to see about 50% of it produced in the morning to get you out of bed, to get you going. And then around noon, it slowly starts to dip. And you want the lowest amount of cortisol before you go to bed. You don't want high cortisol or else you're not going to be able to sleep. So with that test, we're able to see where someone's pattern is. And it gives them a lot of clues. Oh, this is why I can't sleep at night. Or, oh, this is why it's really hard for me to get up in the morning. We also are measuring all of your sex hormones. So your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone. And we're looking at how these hormones are being metabolized, which is different than what you would get on blood. On blood, you're just going to see the raw numbers. On the Dutch, we're able to see how the estrogen's being metabolized, how the testosterone's being metabolized. So like I said, it's a lot more comprehensive. And to answer your question, I get clients for females, we have to test our hormones between, you know, day 20 to day 22, ideally, because we want our estrogen and progesterone to be the highest. For a man, they can test whenever. You want to do it on a day that's not like super chaotic and not super like Netflix and chill. You want it like a normal day. And then the GI map, I like clients to kind of collect them as soon as they can. Except for women, right? We have to wait depending where you are in your cycle, because then I get all the labs back at once. And then I have this like beautiful information that I can look at all of them and clinically correlate and then build that customized data-driven protocol.
Right. And what do you do for women that don't have like a regular cycle any longer? Like they're into the perimenopause or even like menopause, because there's women that are post-menopause that listen in. If they're in that situation where they don't even have a cycle, is the Dutch still something that you would do for them?
The dials show like on the Dutch where we would want to see people where they're perimenopausal. They can collect anytime.
Right.
Since women who are still cycling, we want it between like day 19 to 21. I think I said 20 to 22. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you can collect anytime. Interesting. I've actually done the Dutch test. It's a fascinating test and super helpful.
Yes. Okay. Is that how you figured out part of your mold, how your estrogen was being metabolized?
No, the mold was literally, it's a weird story because that naturopath in particular was from the US, and I sent her, she asked me for a photo of myself and my husband separately because we were in the same home, and which I thought was weird. And within minutes later, she messaged back and said, "Is it possible you're living in a moldy house?" And I was like,
"What? That's wild."
It was wild. And I was like, "Yes," because so I knew nothing about mold at all. I didn't realize how scary and how dangerous mold is. So I was living in an older character home. And so I knew the answer was yes to that question, because the girl downstairs one day had, I saw her and she's like, "I'm moving out today. They found black mold all over the back of my sofa. I'm out of here." And I was like, okay, I didn't really get it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I'm upstairs. It's not damp or, you know, anything like that. And I hadn't really seen any mold, but then I learned later that mold spores can actually go through the air vents for one. And for two, shortly after, the paint started to chip off of like around the windowsills, and under the paint is where the mold was. And so I would wake up in the middle of the night gasping for air. And I don't know if that was just in my head or if I was literally just, you know, needed to breathe.
Like, so how long did you live in there after you found out you had mold?
Oh, I started, well, you know, Vancouver, it's a difficult place to find where like places to live, but we found a brand new place near Granville Island, which was nice. And I moved out like within, I think I was there for another month. It just took time, which, and that was the hardest part, knowing that you're living somewhere that's making you sick. That was really hard. But I was grateful I was renting because it was an easy solution to move in that sense. Yeah. But it meant throwing everything out. You have to throw away like bedding and beds, and like you start from scratch.
Wow.
Yeah,
Well, luckily you got
yeah.
that, you found that naturopath, and that's wild. She just looked at a photo of you.
Yeah, she said, I asked her once how it was, and she said, you know, the muscle testing,
Yeah.
that she said that you can actually do it with photos. So
Ooh. So she
I
was
don't know. I
crazy.
don't know the science behind it. I think part of it is she understood Vancouver was a very rainy city for one, and there was probably physical features in my face that I would assume that she probably saw, because when I look back at what I looked like during that time, it's really interesting how your face changes when you're healthy and when you're not healthy. So yeah, it was fascinating. But it was that for sure, because the house was, and everyone asks me, did I test specifically for mold? And I say no, because it the testing for mold isn't there's just so many different like strains of mold, and so it's not really super accurate in that sense. And I knew I was in a moldy house, so I didn't really need to get
Yeah, you
any further
physically
than
saw
that. I just
the
needed to
yeah.
get better. So
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, let's get into my goodness, we've been talking for a while. It's just, I get so, it's just so fascinating. I could talk to you forever about this. What are some things? Okay, first of all, I understand the process, like the testing that you do. What does the process look like? If someone's listening and they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that Marja exists, because I think a lot of people don't even know that what you do exists, because naturopaths become a very common language, but functional testing hasn't. I don't think anyways. How does that work? Do you work with people online, or do they have to come to you in person? Like, what's the process?
Yeah, so everything is online and all of the functional labs are sent directly to your door. So you're able to do all the tests in the comfort of your own home. So I work with clients for 4 months. The first, month when I talk about those five key pillars of health is really honing in on the diet. That is so paramount. That is fundamental. And then we get your lab results back in about 4 weeks. And in Lab Fit Nutrition, that's what my program's called. Our three-part framework is called Lab. You won't forget that because it's called Lab. So the first framework is lifestyle reboot. That is where we're like looking at your nutrition. That is where we're building out your diet, rest, exercise, stress reduction protocol for the first 4 weeks. And then the second framework we go into is acceleration. And that is like my favorite part. It's like when we are going, it's like put the pedal to the metal. That's when we get your labs back. That's when you get the answers to your
Exciting.
symptoms. You're figuring out like why you feel the way you feel, why you have these crashes in the afternoon or why your stomach is bloated like mine was. So I'm able to clinically correlate your symptoms with the lab data. And then the last phase is balanced body and mind. And we get there around, everybody's different, but around the three-ish mark is when people start like, wow, I'm actually starting to feel a lot better. I'm actually listening to my body. I have better energy. I have better brain function. I just feel like a more optimized version of myself. So that's the whole program in a nutshell. It's 4 months long.
Amazing. And do you find most people after the 4 months are like, they're feeling good, like they're good, or because I know obviously there's going to be some cases that are more complex, but like the majority of the people you see, or half the people that you see, do you find like that that's really all that they needed?
It really is a case by case basis, right? Like I have some clients where I just have starter packages where they just run an HTMA, and after 2 months, they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so much better because I actually have enough minerals in my body and I'm drinking clean water and we've made other lifestyle changes, right? And then I have some clients like the one I'm working with right now. We are going into a phase. So in Lab Fit Nutrition, we have something called the R for outline. So what that means is we start off with recharge, that's amping up your nutrition, that's amping up your mitochondria. The next one is reopen. So if he has like H. pylori, he has parasites, he has candida, he has bad bacteria.
Gosh.
He has a lot. We have to reopen those drainage pathways before we go into a detox. So we have to go into a pre-tox. We have to make sure you're pooping. We have to make sure liver is functioning. We have to make sure gallbladder, kidneys, skin, lymph. We have to make sure you're sweating. So that is the reopen phase. The next phase is remove. That's when we're getting rid of these critters. And for him, because he's got everything, his protocol is going to be longer for, say, someone who just had a couple strains of bad bacteria. That protocol would be a lot shorter, right? It just depends on what comes up. I have some people with GI maps, they don't have any critters, which is great. It's just about repopulating the microflora, the microbiome. So every single person is different. 4 months is usually enough time for most people, but I don't just leave clients high and dry. There's obviously maintenance packages after.
Yes, of course.
4 months is like the bulk of it. I have a learning portal of 14 weeks where clients get information week by week, because the coaching sessions I have with clients are coaching. How did you do this week? How can we move the needle? How do we need to look at things from a different perspective? And then the learning portal is the learning portal. I want you to understand, you know, the inner workings of your body, because when you understand how your body works, again, you're going to be more committed and prone to take action and continue with your health transformational journey, because you know what the heck's going on inside your body.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, you explained that so clearly. That's fantastic. Now, I know you're in Canada. Do you only work with people in Canada, or do you work with people in the States and other countries, or?
All around the globe. I have a couple.
All around the globe. Okay, amazing. Okay, we have like a lot of UK listeners too. So that's really good too. So if someone's, it doesn't matter where they are, you can work with them.
Exactly.
Okay. And is it easy for them to get that testing? Like, is it just something that you order for them, or they order for themselves?
I put all the requisitions in for the clients.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And then they just pay the client, they pay the lab fee, and it gets sent directly to their door.
Okay, cool. I know I'm asking very basic questions, but we like to know, because I think that when we know these steps, it's easier to take action. Because you're like, okay, yeah, exactly. I know what it's going to look like.
Canada and US, very easy. I just put the requisition in. They're sent to the door as soon as the client pays the lab fees. Australia is a little bit different because I have to order from different companies separately. But yes, Canada and US, very, very easy. It's very seamless.
Okay. Amazing. I love that. This is so exciting. I feel like I can't wait to work with you. Okay. We're going to wrap up, because like I said, maybe we'll have to have you on for a part two, because there's so much that we can go into. There's a question that I ask everyone. So I'm going to ask you this question, but before I do that, I want to make sure that everyone knows how they can get a hold of you.
Like, yeah,
what's the best way?
You can follow me on Instagram. It's just my first and last name, at Marzia Chow. And then my website is www.marziachow.com. You can find me pretty much on every platform at Marzia Chow, like LinkedIn, TikTok. It's all just
fantastic. And people should go to your Instagram, because it's really informative as well. That's fantastic. Okay, last question. And this is the question that I ask everyone. Can you think of a time where you listened or heard something that changed everything for you? You know, those moments where you're like, oh my goodness, that's where I made this decision.
I think it really comes back to investing in labs and going to school to learn labs. For me, that was the missing link, because my healing journey was 10 years long, from, you know, the dieting, the body dysmorphia, the just running the SIBO test, just kind of like doing more surface level things. So when I actually found out about my school, functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, that was when it changed everything. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I know about this school like literally 5 years ago? Would have completely changed the trajectory of my life. But at the same time, I'm a big believer in everything happens in divine timing. universe gives you what you need at the exact moment you're supposed to receive it. But that was like literally the biggest shift and change for me, because I used to just coach people, you know, weight loss and nutritional ketosis and understanding your body and your feminine cycle and food. But having the lab data is, it's just a game changer.
Yeah. Amazing. It's like you've been able to put those two worlds together, which is absolutely amazing. I agree with you. I think that things come to you when they're supposed to. And had you not gone through all those experiences and seen like the, like, I wouldn't call them flaws, but just like how the missing pieces in what you were doing before, you probably wouldn't have been as excited about what you're doing now. But for the listeners, there was, when you were answering the question about when the labs arrive, people couldn't see, we're on video, like you just, like, I tell you, just like light up during that part. Like you must love when they show up at your house and your, or email or however they show up, you're like, oh, it's here. I could start to put together the puzzle.
Yeah, because it's like gives clients like actual answers to what's going on in their body. It's not just one data point. It's multiple data points. Like I said, that analogy of taking your car to the mechanic. We're not just looking at the brakes. We're looking at everything and piecing it all together.
Yeah, amazing. Well, Marcia, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing like so much of what you do with us. And I know that anyone listening would have gotten a ton of value out of today. And I hope that if anyone is feeling a bit of a at a loss because they're experiencing symptoms and not sure where to go, that they definitely reach out to you, because I know that they'll be in excellent hands. So thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening in today. I know time is precious and I'm grateful you shared yours with me. It would mean the world to me if you felt an impact, a moment of inspiration, or learned something new, if you would share it with those you care about and leave me a review on iTunes. I'd love to know what spoke to you or what you'd like to hear more of. Your sharing and leaving a review would help so much on this journey to making an impact on as many people as possible. It's worth it. I know from experience, there are moments when something we hear has the possibility of changing everything.